And please pray for us. You know, 3 graduates from our Bible college, that were, one went to Vietnam, another one went to Cambodia. Just lately, we sent another one to Thailand. That's a blessing. By the way, that gospel tracks right there, for just one day, we gave away 114,000 gospel tracks. And that is the city that I am going to start the work. 10 months ago, I started the Bible study, the McDonald Function Room, and we are growing. And I'm telling you what, this is another great opportunity to plant or to start a big church in the capital of the island. Amen? That is Bacolod City. The main church, I will give that to my son, James, and then I will start this work in this city, Bacolod City. We have been there now for 10 months, and the Lord bless the ministry. Amen? For 6 weeks here in your country, I am trying to raise the money for the rental of the building of that baby church. We do not have the fund for the rental of this baby church in the capital. And please pray, I am praying that the Lord would just give us $1,500 a month so that we can start Sunday school ministry and all kinds of ministry in the capital of the island, Bacolod City. Amen? Please pray for that. Last time when I was here, you were giving us a gift for our cafeteria building for Camp Canaan. Praise God for that. I was so excited to get back home and start the building. And our last church that I was in Indiana promised us to send the remaining amount for 1 year. Money never come in. The sad thing of our camp is the fact that every year, 30 plus churches bring their own young people, cook their own food, and serve their own young people. Last year, first week, over 1,000 young people. Second week, 700. Third week, 300 plus. God is using the camp ministry. And my burden is to put up a cafeteria so that these churches would no longer cook their food on the ground. So I was short for 7,000. That money never come in. So I have to come back this way. And by God's grace, we got now 2,000. I need 7,000. And for the last 6 weeks that I've been here, I got 2,000. Please pray for 5,000. That those churches that I've been to, they would send us the remaining amount. Some promise, but you know what? I just learned, I will not count the money if it's just promise. Because one of your greatest frustrations when you expect and does not come. But God is sovereign God. He knows what He's doing. Amen? So please pray for us for that, the monthly support for the baby church, and then the remaining amount for 5,000. We got now 2,000, the 5,000 remaining amount for the cafeteria, so that this coming April, we'll have our own cafeteria. Amen? So please pray for that, and I want you to pray for us for that. Thank you for being so faithful to us, praying for us, and supporting us. In behalf of my family, thank you so much. I appreciate your faithfulness and your goodness. And many members of this church just came up to me and he said, our pastor just told us to pray that you'll have a snow blizzard. And I said, what is doing? I'm from the Philippines. I cannot stand with the snow. Guess what? The Lord is good. God answered the prayer. First time in the history of your state that have this temperature of about 60 or 50 about this time. You know what is that? The Lord is good to brother. No, no. Tell your preacher, God answer prayer. Amen. Amen. Pray for us. Tomorrow we'll get back home and we'll be having our family camp this December. We'll have missions conference too. So please pray for us. Amen. So I hope you'll pray for us. Okay, now preaching time. Amen. Preaching time. The book of Acts chapter 11 tonight. The book of Acts chapter 11. I truly appreciate your church for having me tonight, especially the kindness of your pastor for putting me up tonight. And what a blessing to just stop by and report to you what God has been doing through your missionary program here, through your missionary. Amen. So I appreciate your kindness and the friendship that you have shown to us, to your missionaries. Every time we come, we're just encouraged of your kindness here in this church. So appreciate you for doing that for us. In Acts chapter 11 and in verse 19, for the sake of the time, just one verse. I hope you get the blessing. This is a very, very rare text tonight. But I'll just use that as a challenge us tonight. In verse 19, the Bible says, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch." Look at that word. "Preaching the word to none but to unto the Jews only." Amen. Preaching the word. Now, let us pray. Father, I am asking you, please bless our time together. Forgive me, Lord, for my unrighteousness, my wickedness. Pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would once again visit our service tonight. Please give us the freedom and the liberty to preach the word. And this I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A mighty missionary church. A mighty missionary church. Beginning verse chapter 11, 12, 13, you find out that this church is a great missionary church. What is that church, preacher? The church of Antioch. I mean the dynamic church at Antioch. What is that, preacher? Why? By the way, I just found out, my friend, that the book of Acts, if you study the whole book, you find out that almost every chapter and every verse, you find out that it is an act or it is a works of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the missionaries. So church, if we want to pattern our church, a New Testament church, a dynamic church, we ought to pattern our church based in the book of Acts. What is that, brother? No, no. It is a powerful church and a spirit-filled church, a church that every member is filled with the Holy Ghost. The one that working is the Holy Ghost working in the lives of the believers. And that's what we need in our churches today. For the world to see our God, the world must see the power of God in our lives. That's why the world out there has no respect to Christianity nowadays in your country, because we lost the power. The only thing they could see in us, it's all about religion. And it's really sad right now. Christianity in America, it's now becoming just a religion. And the worst is now just a culture. I'm telling you, Christianity in the book of Acts, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? If you'll ask me what kind of Christianity that can turn the world upside down, that can make an impact to the world, oh my friend, the only thing that can do it is an acts and works of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the missionaries. And that's the kind of church we need right now. That's why the book of Acts is called an Acts. Works of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the missionaries in this particular church. This church that I'm talking to you about is the church of Antioch. Amen? What is in this church? What is in this church? How should we regard the church of Antioch? We ought to study the success and missionary work and leadership and the practices and the program of this church. What is in this church? First of all, I found out in verse 19 that this church, it was a spiritual church. Why, brother? No. Look in verse 19. It was a spiritual church. Now, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Why you call it, preacher, a spiritual church? It's a spiritual church because the church was born out of persecution. Amen? I doubt if we can still find Christians that will come to church and serve the Lord if the church is under fire. With this very comfortable situation, yet you could even hardly see Christians committed serving the Lord, much more when there is persecution. Can I tell you something tonight? America is going to have a persecution. Why, brother? No, you see that. How in the world you see that? Because America is moving away from reality. America is so mixed up. America is too far from God. Amen. Right now, your college students and university students are being taught to hate God. And that's very sad, my friend. Abortion is a choice in your country. According to them, most young generation, Islam is peace. Gay life is a lifestyle. And Christianity is evil. Yeah. Don't tell me that God could continue to bless if this is what's going on. God is gonna send fire of persecutions for the church to wake up, and we will find out who are the real one. Brother Nuno, that's possible. He listen to me now. 35 plus Muslim Islam terrorist camps strongly 24 hours a day preparing to attack, ground attack to America. He will knock you down, all your system. They're gonna paralyze America. And I'm wondering if we can still find Christians that would come to church. But praise God, this church of Antioch, this time, the first martyr, Stephen, his head was just newly beheaded for the cause of Christ. The Bible says in next verse, look at the next verse right here. What is that, brother? No. Next verse, look in verse Let's see here in verse 20. In verse 20. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, praise God, speak unto Grecian, look at that, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 21, listen to this, out of that persecution, out of all those that what's going on, listen to them, listen to this, they scattered, run away from persecution, but wherever they go, my friend, they preach the word of God and preach the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? In verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them. If there is anything I want and I desire in my life, I need the hand of the Lord. I hope you too. Amen? They got the hand of the Lord. Oh, I hope you come to the Lord tonight and said, do not go home without the hand of the Lord. God, I want your hand to be upon our church. Lord, I want your hand upon our family and our business and our members of our family. Lord, we need your hand. I'm telling you, when you get hold of God and get the heart of the Lord, hey, you'll get the power. And listen to me, you'll get the blessings of the Lord. Then what else? Because of that, my friend, look, evangelism, wherever they go, they evangelize the word. Verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Amen. Amen? Oh, when you get the hand of the Lord and the power of God, many would believe and turn unto the Lord. So the church at Antioch was born out of persecution. The spiritual in its reputation. I mean, what happened in verse 22? What happened in verse 22? The Bible says, oh, when he came, no, verse 22, then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was where? In Jerusalem. Because the church of Antioch got the power of God in spite of persecution. My friend, souls getting saved and baptized and disciples, wherever they go, they preach Jesus and they got the power of God. As a result to that, the church of Jerusalem heard what's going on. As a result of that, the church of Jerusalem sent out Barnabas and Paul to help the new converts, because many got converted. Many souls got saved. You're talking New Testament church. This is New Dynamic Testament church. My Christian, do you want your church to be like that? Amen. When I was a Catholic boy, I'm born and raised in a Catholic family. I go to Catholic church almost every day of my life. I went to Catholic school. And when I was a Catholic, everything to me was just mechanical. I just go with emotion. I tell you what, when the Lord saved me, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I'm excited every day. I'm excited to see souls saved. I'm excited to see new baby church planted. I'm excited the power of the Holy Ghost under the tent. I'm excited to see young people surrender their lives in our camp ministry. I'm excited about new things. Because God still fulfilling His purpose and His plan on this earth before eternity. And what a blessing, a privilege, being a part of that plan, fulfilling that plan of God in our lives. What a blessing. So my friend, that is a kind of church. That church, I mean spiritual, and the lives of the members were spiritual. Number two, chapter 13. Look at that in chapter 13. chapter 13, he's still talking about this church. For the sake of the time, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, this verse mentioned about members who are teachers. And then verse 2, the Bible says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So first of all, we learn tonight about this church, that this church is a spiritual church. Number two, this church of Antioch was a serving church. Serving church. Verse 1, are all members and teachers serving people. Amen? Now, also this church we found out, a church with gifted teachers. I mean the leaders were ministered to the Lord in verse 2. In verse 2, teaching the word, developing new believers, fasting and praying. I mean you find out in verse 2, their hearts were open to the leading of the Holy Ghost. And while they were praying and fasting, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Listen to me, this is a kind of church we need. A church that would listen to the Holy Ghost. That church that can pray unto the Lord. That church that would listen to the leading and the speaking of the Holy Ghost. And God will not do that to you unless you pray and listen and welcome the Holy Ghost in your hearts. That's the reason why Christianity in America is dying, because you never allow the Holy Ghost power to speak to the membership of the church. Too much my church. Too much my position in the church. My church. My money. My building. He listened to me. Listen to me. You have no rights to do that. Everything here is God's property. You just open your heart and let the Holy Ghost use you. That's a kind of church that would bring an impact to the world. That's a kind of church, my friend, that would see 100 souls saved and new converts get disciples and disciple believers and produce disciple makers. These people here not just converts, but they were disciples, not just disciples, but disciple makers. And that's what we're lacking today, my friend. Only few members of a church membership giving their time and everything of ministering new believers. I always say this. You know me long time. You know me long time, right? 20 years ago. I never changed my preaching, amen? I always say this. I will never ask an apology of this one. Your Christianity in America is only good enough in the four corners of this building. You just come and go to church, that's all. You never reach out people. No wonder you lose the power of God. No wonder many churches close down their doors because they never reach out. Can I tell you something? It will stop reaching out the word, your church door is going to close. There is no reason for the church to exist if the church will not reach out people. Are we doing that? Amen? Are we in the same page? Are we obeying God? That church is a spiritual church and a serving church. Lastly, that church of Antioch is a sending church. Sending church. Spiritual serving and sending church. While the church of Antioch praying and fasting, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have called them. This is the first time in the New Testament, the church of Antioch that followed the word, followed the Lord and the command of the Lord to reach out the other side of the world, to cross the border out away from just being a Jewish people. The Jerusalem church saturated all the Jewish people, but only the church of Antioch that crossed the border to reach out the foreign land. And yet the command of the Lord, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, there shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Listen to this. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. If you are just good enough in our Jerusalem, we are not obeying God. We should look beyond our Jerusalem. Amen? And this is what happened to this church here. And then, brother, no, what is that? In that church, in verse 3, you'll find a few things there. I will close this thing with that thought. And in verse 3, and when they had fasted and prayed, look at that now. And when they had fasted and prayed, laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Verse 4, so they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Brother, no, what is that? The word sin and sent in verse 3 and 4 are two different words in the Greek. What is the difference, brother? No. When the Bible says, laid their hands on them and sent them away, listen to this. This is the Oriental custom during the time that when you ask the host for the traveler to stay overnight in your home, it is the common practice that the next day journey, the responsibility of the need along the journey is going to provide the host. Are you following me now? So when somebody having a long journey and then somebody will knock your door, can I stay overnight in your home today? Because next day we'll be going to Chicago. If you would say, okay, you can stay, that means that's understood. That you're going to feed him along the journey. You'll provide his need along the journey in that next day. That's understood. When the Bible says, lay their hands on them and sent them away, the church of Antioch sent Paul and Barnabas away with their substance, with their support. Church, that's what you're doing when you have a missionary program of your church. Amen? We missionaries, we have nowhere to go but to the churches and ask you to help us financially. Oh, my friend, that's what happened right there. What is that, brother? No. Open your Bible now. In Philippians chapter 4. In Philippians chapter 4, you'll find out in that verse that Apostle Paul is going to close his epistle. And as he closed his writing, he is thanking people that sent support to him. Are you with me now? He said, I cannot close my epistle in this book, Philippians, without mentioning people and churches that behind me and supporting me. Now, where is that, brother? No. Look in verse 10. That is mentioned in verse 10. What is that verse 10? The Bible says, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last your," what is the word? "Care of me hath flourished again." Church, can I tell you something? When you support your missionary, you care for your missionary. Oh, what an encouraging, comforting, strengthening time when we see Loomis Park Baptist Church seen as the support this month. Oh, care means you care us so much. You care us of our burdens and our heavy loads that we are taking. You are a part of that. And Paul was writing, he said, at last your care had flourished again. That's what you're doing to your missionaries. Amen? And then look in verse 14. That, what is that in verse 14? He said, "Notwithstanding that ye well done, that you did communicate with my" what? "Affliction." The word "communicate," which means when you send your support and your prayers, you communicate with our affliction in the work of the Lord. Amen? You communicate your affliction. That's what it means of that verse. Now look in verse 15. "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia," look at that, "no church communicated or supported me as concerning giving and receiving." What is the word? "But you only." But you only. Now, in verse 16, he mentioned this just, "For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity." That's why in verse 17, he concluded, he said, "Because you have been faithful in supporting me financially," he said, "not because I desire a gift, I desire your support, but I desire that there shall be fruit in your account in heaven." That's how he concluded his epistle. You mention, you keep on sending us and giving us your support. It's not because I need your money. Practically, he said, "I'm a lawyer. I make money before I got saved. I don't need money. I have enough money. I mean, I'm satisfied with money before I got saved. But I'm just asking you to continue to support us so that you can expand the kingdom of God and I can deposit that money in your account in heaven." Wow! What a blessing when you faithfully, Sunday after Sunday, you give that money to support missionaries. That's why, if you study the whole context of the last chapter of the book of Philippians, listen to me now, that's the only time that you have authority to claim God's provision in verse 19. "But my God shall supply," what is the word? All. Oh, I like that one. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When God called me to be a missionary, I just stepped out by faith. In the Philippines, we did not have that opportunity to share our heart to the churches and get support. When God called me, I just went to the mission field, bring my Bible and my faith, and serve the Lord. along that line, when I was then the time a single, and I said, Lord, you promise that you'll supply all. I circled that big word, all. And then I put the word in that circle, wife. To make a long story short, God is faithful in that promise. He provided me wife and wonderful family. Along in that circle, I put the word properties and buildings and Bible college and Christian camp and radio station and sending missionaries along that one, because I strongly believe that as long as I obey God, as long as I faithfully support missionaries, as long as I stay as a missionary giver individual, I can claim that verse 9:10. Many of us is so good claiming that verse that my God shall supply all my need. You don't have the right to claim that verse if you're not supporting missionary giving. By the way, all those giving in chapter 4 in that book, he's not talking about returning your 10%. He's talking about missionary giving. Our people in the Philippines, work 8 hours under the sun and make, you people, your preacher saw that, make $4 a day. $4 a day. But they, these people, after they got saved and got converted, I have no choice but to teach them the word. Because I believe that if they'll follow the Lord will bless them. Yes. Yes. You know what? Our people, out from $4 a day, with many children, very poor, still could return their 10%. If our people, very poor, could return their 10%, what's your problem?
Right.
Yep. You drive a nice car. You sleep in a nice bed. You just buy things you don't need. Try to please people you don't like. Yet, you cannot afford to return the 10%. If all of you tonight, Sunday night crowd, will just commit to the Lord that every 10% passes in your hand, 10% belongs to God, next Sunday, your pastor will be shocked of your offering. But some of you, being a member for a long time, you are no rights and authority to touch things which is not yours. It belongs to God.
Amen.
Hey, 10% is a holy thing. It belongs to the altar. By returning your 10%, listen, you are not giving yet. You're just returning God's share. Why, brother? No, no. God said, hey, I give you breath, I give you strength, I give you job, I give you wisdom. As you work, I'll give you strength and everything. And as you sleep, I will watch over you. But when it comes to sharing, 10% is mine. Don't ever touch that. That's why when you touch the 10% and do not return unto the Lord, God said, I will curse you with a curse. That's hard. Why? You are not supposed to touch things which is not yours. You're in big trouble in this country if you touch things that is which is not yours. How in the world you can afford to do that in the hands of God? What's your problem here? I know I was preaching in Brother Scott Grace Church in Durham, North Carolina. That's a big church. I don't know why. Every time I preach on money, touching their pocket, no one would say amen. I don't know. And I said, oh my. Every time I preach that subject, there are only two things that I heard. Amen and oh me. Brother, no, no, why? The Bible says if you are not returning the 10%, God said, you are a robber. Brother, no, no, I'm a robber. Yes, you are. Just dignified robber. If our people could return the 10%, and then from the 90% that left in their hands, that's the time that you support your missionaries out from that 90%. If you do that, you have authority, listen to me now, to claim verse 19. We misquoted that verse out of context. That means Paul said, because you are a missionary church, God will supply all your need. Because you are a missionary individual, God will supply your need. Listen, my friend. This is God's plan in our time. Amen? This is the only way to evangelize the world. You know what's hurting me most? I just came back from South. It offended my soul. As I observe Christianity in your land, as I visit churches and appeal for support for this baby church, most of the answer is, Brother, no, no, we do not have the money to support you. They're very poor. You need to offend my soul because as I look around, Christians, even Christians, spend more money on sports than spending money supporting missionaries. Christians spend more money on pets and sports than financing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It offended my soul. Church, as I close, I appeal to you, let us go back to a right perspective in life. Amen? Amen? Listen to me. Everything we do in our life in this time, it must be all related to eternity. Right. My question, what are you doing as far as investing your resources, your time, that would bring an eternal dividends in eternity? You can answer that. Amen? Amen? That's why for the church to be such kind of church in the book of Acts, the membership of the church must be spirit-filled. The membership of our church, my friend, should be a giver and a missionary supported church. And God will bless you. As He blesses the church, He blesses every member of this church. And that is how to get the hand of God upon your family. Let us pray. Close our eyes and bow down our